Are you tired of a world without principles? No doubt we'd all like to see a better world, but wishing won't make it happen. Deep down, don't we know that politicians can't bring it about? What would it take to make our world a better place? Believe it or not, surveys show most of us think that the Bible has the answers to life's big questions. Yet they also show that the majority of Americans can't name the first book in the Bible. We've lost our way. But there's something you can do about it. Where do we start? We need to remember the forgotten commandment. It can change your world. Stay tuned.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Most of us would agree that our world is constantly faced with a multitude of problems, from nations at war right down to our own personal troubles. Do you know why? Believe it or not, we're off track because we've forgotten the true God and His Word. Did you know that the vast majority of us can't even name 3 of the 10 commandments? How about you? Just think for a moment how this secular world has intruded into your life. You tired of your job? Overworked? What about enough time for your family? How about enough time for yourself? Studies have shown that stress is at an all-time high. Now here's the turning point. Your lifestyle is pushing God out and breaking you. Have you realized that you can't solve your problems with the same old failed attempts? Aren't you ready for a real, workable solution? Now, there's a guide for your life. It lies in the commandments of God. Now, wait a second. Listen for a moment. These aren't worn-out principles for a bygone age. God's Word applies today as much as ever. Jesus Himself said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." You see, the Bible and God's commands are your guidebook toward the abundant life He wants you to enjoy. You want answers and meaning to be in your life? Well, isn't it about time that you put spiritual matters first? That's what Jesus Himself taught. Seek Him first, and you can count on His help with your life. Do you have your priorities in the right order, or have you forgotten something? What would your life be like if you were to start keeping even just one of the 10 commandments? Now, here's one you cannot afford to forget. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, that's not talking about Sunday, but the seventh-day Sabbath, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Observing the true Sabbath would make a remarkable difference in your life. It's a time for you to take a break. Regardless of how busy your week may be, it's intended to be a special time for your whole family. You know, we all need rest, and coming to a complete halt is what the Sabbath's about. To totally stop what we're doing and take time to rest, reflect, take stock of our lives, and worship God. God designed the Sabbath for just that purpose. In fact, Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. So it was made for all mankind, even you. Now, isn't it amazing that Jesus taught that He is Lord of the seventh-day Sabbath, not Sunday or any other man-made religious day? Now, I could go into all kinds of proofs why the true Sabbath is a day of worship. I could give all the texts showing that Christ Himself kept and taught the observance of His Sabbath. I could give the historical details of how the Catholic Church changed the day of worship only by its own authority. But you can look that up for yourself. Now, here's the point. Jesus, the apostles, and the true church of God have always taught Sabbath observance. Now you may be thinking, what's the big Sabbath deal? So what? What difference does it make? Well, God tells us that it's a big deal. It's one of the big 10 that so many often forget and overlook. In fact, He says, "Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. Don't add to it or take away from it." Jesus tells you that if you'll adapt to His way of life, He'll give you true rest from your burdens. Do you realize that God promises you blessings for obedience? Not just physical things, but real, tangible, spiritual blessings. So ask yourself, Is God out of the picture of my life? You need to get your priorities right and develop a spiritual relationship with God. Don't forget, start this week. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. We'll be right back.
Millions of people know we should keep a day of rest to honor God, to be spiritually revived and reach a higher level in life. Why? You need to understand, we were designed from the beginning to have a spiritual day of rest. How should we experience God's Sabbath in today's world? Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. Experience a change in your life which will transform you by understanding how Jesus Christ is connected with the Sabbath, the day which He said He made forever to connect man to the true God. Get it all by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv for your God's Sabbath Rest.
Virtually every one of our homes has at least one Bible. Think of this. 20 million Bibles are sold every year. Organizations give away a new Bible every second of every day. Now the truth is, we don't know what it says, and we don't do what the Bible says. Imagine what the world would be like if we kept even just one of God's commandments. But we've forgotten them. Joining me today to discuss this topic is fellow Beyond Today host and editor of World News and Prophecy magazine, Darris McNeely. Welcome, Darris.
Good to be here.
Of course, you begin talking about the commandments, and I think the thing that comes to most people's minds is that, so what? What does it matter? Commandments, that's old hat, old stuff, old theology. Why in the world would it have anything to do with me in my life today? So why does it matter? Why do the commandments matter?
Well, they matter, Steve, because the commandments are very important to things that are happening every day in our lives. People have problems telling the truth with one another. People have problems with their marriage relationships. People have problems with too much envy, and it gets them into debt. People are all head over heels in debt today, and a lot of people in our audience probably fall in that particular category.
Now, they don't associate that with the commandments, though.
Well,
there seems to be a disconnect.
Well, that's probably because they don't know the commandments. They couldn't tell you what they are, but they are very relevant to issues that are affecting people every single day that make headlines, whether it's the morality and how people live and the consequences of immorality in our world today. We spend billions of dollars trying to correct the effect of problems that plague our society, not realizing that the cause is broken law. And it stems right from the violation of the commandments of God. And that if, you know, just one of those commandments was taken as a guide, it would make a radical difference in people's lives and in society. But if you took all 10 of them, you would find how relevant indeed they are to our world today.
Boy, and I think one of the things that comes to mind when you talk like that, there's no doubt that there's a bias toward God. We want to push God out of our society today. We don't want God a part of things, and so we automatically dissociate God and His law and His commandments and His way and don't even realize how they're really connected to the solutions to our problems.
Well, the first four commandments deal with the building a relationship with God. They define God. They define how we approach God. And because we have neglected those, we don't know who God is, and we have essentially substituted ourselves in our self-oriented world today. We've substituted ourselves for God, and we become authorities to ourselves. And that's a problem that creates a whole new approach to life and sets up issues that we have. We have this debate that is raging today of a new atheism that has reared its head, where people, again, are arguing over, in a very angry fashion, over the existence of God. And again, these are issues that are front burner on our world today, and they tie in directly to the acceptance and the application of the law of God as defined by these 10 cardinal points of law.
Now, it's interesting because I think some of the commandments are reflected even in our civil law when you talk about stealing and some
right.
of these kinds of very straightforward parts of law, even our law in our local communities. But there is a commandment.
Even though we don't want those put in a public location in our communities.
Yeah, you don't want to display them or anything like that.
Right.
Now, one of the ones I think that we're focusing on today especially is the one that most people have forgotten. More specifically, the Sabbath commandment. It's been a forgotten commandment. People don't understand it. They don't know what it's about. And they miss the fact that Jesus Christ taught about the Sabbath. Now, maybe you can begin to focus our attention on what Jesus actually taught regarding the Sabbath command.
Christ probably spent more time talking about the Sabbath in his teachings and many of his actions and what he did in the Gospels than just about any other subject, something probably that a lot of people don't realize and understand in regard to the life and teachings of Jesus. But he healed on the Sabbath. He went through the fields on one occasion and incurred the wrath of the religious authorities. He did a lot of teaching about the Sabbath and on the Sabbath.
Now, to talk about the Sabbath, we probably just need to make sure everybody understands. We're talking about Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. That's the Sabbath. That's what Jesus taught.
We're talking about the seventh day of the week, as you would look at your calendar, Saturday. That is the day that we are talking about. Not the first day of the week, not Sunday, which is what traditional Christianity has used now for all these years to meet on, but we're talking about Saturday.
Yeah, it begins Friday night.
To Saturday sunset. That's a whole other issue of understanding when the Sabbath begins and ends and how that is defined within the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Now, most of us, when you talk about the Sabbath, probably the first thing that comes to your mind, it's a Jewish thing. What does that have to do with me? You know, I'm not Jewish, so why should I keep a Sabbath? You know, isn't Sunday just as good? Why?
Well, you go to one of the basic statements that Jesus made about the Sabbath, which is in Mark, the second chapter, beginning in verse 27. And he said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Christ, who was a Jew, actually was stating in that verse, he was talking about the fact that the Sabbath is made for all of mankind, for all of humanity.
Yeah, literally that word man means mankind, for
all
people.
All the nations. And it is not something that's just relegated to the Jewish community, or to one group of people. It is really for all of mankind, and it is for man, and man was not made for the Sabbath, but it was made as a benefit, as a blessing, and as something that would actually enhance and aid everyone's life. That's what Christ really did. He elevated the Sabbath to something far more than something that is just for one nation, one people, or one religion.
So it's for everybody. It's for everybody. Now, as you talk about the Sabbath itself, some might say, well, my church doesn't teach the Sabbath. They say Sunday's just as good, or I can pick a different day. Any day of the week is good enough for worship. But does a church have the authority to change the teachings of Christ?
No church, no man, no organization has the authority to change Scripture, to change the Sabbath. And yet you will find in the writings, especially of the Roman Catholic Church, you will find that they have said that they did make that change.
And what a remarkable thing when you compare it to Scripture. Christ said, I am Lord of the Sabbath. He didn't say I'm Lord of Sunday or any other day.
No, he's Lord of the Sabbath, which is, again, the seventh day, the day from that falls from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. And that's something that most people just don't realize today, that you can go back into history. You mentioned, Steve, in your opening about looking things up historically. But most people on this particular subject are not going to do that. But most people, I think, would be shocked to realize that church authorities recognize that they made the change from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week, and they actually make a very bold statement that if people keep the first day of the week, they're actually following the teaching and the tradition and the law of the Roman Catholic Church rather than the law of God. And that is a very key admission and an important fact of history as to what people accept as their custom.
And they readily admit it. Cardinals have said it. Bishops have said that very specifically. The only reason
leaders,
the Protestants keep it, is because the Catholics changed it.
And they made that change. And you also referred to the fact of just any other, is any day good, will that work? And that's also one of the arguments that people use, and I think probably a lot of people today would look at does it really make any difference about the Sabbath and think, well, I keep a half a day, or I'll keep an hour out of each week. And they realize or think that by the teaching that you can make any time holy, you can make any time right. And you really can't if you're going to obey God's teaching on the subject and keep the Sabbath that God made holy.
And so we begin to see that there is nowhere in the Bible that justifies any other day than the Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. And that's a time we need to take advantage of the rest that God set aside. He designed the Sabbath from creation so that we all can learn to worship and honor Him. And you know, you begin to do that, it's going to change your life. Stay tuned and we'll continue our discussion with the Beyond Today panel.
Experience a change in your life which will transform you by understanding how Jesus Christ is connected with the Sabbath, the day which He said He made forever to connect man to the true God. Get it all by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv for your God's Sabbath rest. Does God really exist? Scientists now say you can prove it. What's the best way to rear your children for success? Questions need positive answers to the world's greatest issues and your personal ones as well. That's what you'll get when you get your free subscription to the Good News magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription. You'll be glad you did.
We've been discussing the Forgotten Commandment. We have a booklet to help you not to forget. Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest, a booklet you need. We hope you'll go online to beyondtoday.tv, order your booklet, or in fact, you can begin to read it right away. Important information that you need that can actually begin to change your life. The Sabbath Commandment can have that big of an effect for you and for your family. In fact, you've also heard about the Good News magazine. We hope you'll go online and order the Good News or begin to read it right away, right there online. It's free, free for the asking. Articles about world news, articles that will help you with your family, your kids, your job, your problems. Get the Good News magazine. It will change your life. We've got the Beyond Today panel with us now. We have Gary Petty, Darris McNeely with us talking about the Sabbath command. And so if we want to get right into it, let's ask the question, what's the big deal about the Sabbath? Why is it so important?
You know, Steve, the problem is we don't want to accept as human beings that the Creator of life knows how life works. And He gives us instructions on how to make life work. The Sabbath was created at creation for us to help us in our relationship with God. And it's important for us for our physical health, our emotional health, our mental health. So it is a very important aspect of our worship of God and our everyday life.
So it's not just something that came up recently. Go all the way back to creation, and
that's,
we have the Sabbath right there.
No, that's where it begins, with the creation account. And Gary mentioned the fact that it really shows and helps to make life work. And I think that's an important thing for people to understand in regard to the Sabbath and why it really is important, Steve, because everyone is running around trying to make sense of life and make their life work in a coherent, successful way. And so many people don't hit the mark that they intend to. And one of the reasons I think eventually our society is going to have to come to grips with is the fact that they're going to have to try the Sabbath. They're going to have to try God's law and look at this particular point about it and understand that, hey, this is something that I haven't tried before.
The baby boomers have tried everything else.
They've tried everything else. If you want to look just at that one group alone. And so many people have made mistakes. Mm-hmm. And rather than continuing to live life thinking that they're a failure, why not give the one aspect of God's law that can really dramatically focus, orient, turn around a person's life and try the Sabbath and try exactly what God has said there. Everything else you've tried hasn't worked. Why not try the Sabbath?
Well, sometimes we describe our society as having the hurry disease.
Right.
We're just hurry, mm-hmm. hurry, hurry, rush, rush, rush. We never stop to think about what's important. We never stop to set our priorities. That's what the Sabbath does.
We are in a 24/7, always switched on world. You know, we're using television as a format here and the internet. I would say, Steve, Gary, that our audience, a majority of the people watching us, have never seen a test pattern on their television. You know, television stations used to go off at midnight,
right,
and you'd see a test pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they just keep going. Everything is on 24/7.
And 150 stations.
That's right. And the idea of stopping, resting, switching and orienting your life to something spiritual and really putting aside other things and focusing on the spiritual is an alien concept today. We are totally on 24/7.
And boy, are we missing it. We're missing the spiritual dimension in life. And people yearn for relationship, for something different, for something meaningful. And we've forgotten how meaningful the Sabbath really is.
And it's down to the concept of the holy, that God makes what is holy. We think that we can declare something holy. Mm-hmm. God declares what is holy. He can declare time holy, people holy, things holy. Well, if we're to be holy people, there is holy time, sacred time. Our nation has become so secular, the concept of sacredness is almost gone. Holiness, that God can declare something holy, special to Him, mm-hmm. and then people can partake in that and become holy themselves mm-hmm. because of their relationship with God.
And I think a practical application of that is to go back again to Genesis and realize that not every day was made holy. God worked for 6 days, and then He blessed and sanctified the seventh day with His own presence.
Set the example.
And set the example, and therefore the philosophy that a lot of people have, well, every day's holy. Or I can make whatever time that I want holy, whether it's an hour here, 12 hours there, 24, whatever, by my authority, yeah. is totally mistaken. When you really understand what God has laid down, man cannot make anything holy. Only God makes something holy. He's made holy time. And when we meet God on His time, things click, things come together.
And then suddenly we begin to say, God made us in Him, His image, rather than us forming God in our image. So that God is powerful enough to say, this is how I want to be worshipped, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. That's the time for worship.
We're into loving God. You know, most Christians keep the last of the Ten Commandments, the last six Ten Commandments in their lives. But many times we ignore the first four. Jesus said that the most important thing we can do in life, when they asked Him, was love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. Now, how do we love God? That's what the first four commandments tell us to do. And the fourth of that commandment, of those commandments, is remember the Sabbath day. God wants us to take time and stop. When we take that time, renew that relationship with Him, worship Him, rest, the whole rest of the week is affected. We are now holy the rest of the time. We maintain a relationship with God because it's renewed on a regular basis.
And it's a matter of taking that time and putting aside the things that we do the other 6 days of the week.
So there's special things we need to do
on the Sabbath. Yes. Yeah. So we put in a box what we're doing the rest of the week. Those activities, our work, I think it's important that people realize that how do you keep the Sabbath? What's the practical application for it? Well, look, God says God rested. He stopped from His work. We stop from our work. We stop punching the clock. We don't go in that day. We take that time off. We set it aside. That's not the day to paint. That's not the time to mow the yard. That's the time to rest even physically and even from our work and our labors and begin to then to activate the spiritual side of our life. Now, people today, they want to be spiritual. There's this big emphasis and push to connect somehow spiritually. And people don't realize that right in front of them is the most important and the most effective way to be spiritual, mm-hmm. and that is to meet God on His time, on His day, and to begin to reflect on the real missing dimension of life and the purpose of one's existence.
And to be spiritual, really spiritual, is to connect to a spiritual being. The right. Creator. And if we have to talk about the Sabbath and wrap it in one word, it's renewal. It is this day that you can be spiritually renewed with your Creator and with Jesus Christ, His Son and your Savior. Here is where that renewal takes place, but on all different levels. We can be renewed physically through the rest, renewed mentally and emotionally because we give up the cares of our lives for one day to have a special relationship with God. It's all about being renewed in all aspects of our lives.
It's interesting because no wonder He says, remember the Sabbath, because we have a tendency to forget it. And how many studies have shown we need time? We need time to take a break, and we need time to be spiritual.
Yeah, there have been a number of studies and even books that have recently been written about Sabbath. Not necessarily the Sabbath and God's Sabbath, but There's a realization that people need to take downtime and to step back and to reflect, as Gary said, and to remember other things other than work and to avoid the burnout, especially that people have in the business world. A few years ago, Forbes magazine, the most probably the biggest business magazine in America did an article, a review of a book about the Sabbath, and it was aimed at business people who are working again all 7 days a week and driven in that way and experiencing a lot of the problems and the fallout that come from it.
And so we begin to see the Sabbath was designed by God. I think that's such an important point. And it's not just a Sunday Sabbath, the Sabbath of the Bible, the Sabbath that Jesus said, I am Lord of, was Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Right. And he said it was for all mankind. And I think that's where sometimes we miss the picture.
Well, you know, I've been observing the Sabbath since I was a child. And I think about the benefits I received as a child through my adulthood now into my middle age. The Sabbath has been a benefit to me personally in uncountable ways. A benefit mentally, emotionally, but a real benefit in my relationship with God my Father and Jesus Christ my elder brother. Those relationships have been renewed and strengthened because I have stopped during my life to worship, to rest, to be renewed. And it affects the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think there's one other point, Steve, that we need to make sure that our audience understands regarding the Sabbath. And it's more than just remembering or going back. It's also something that points to the future. When you keep the Sabbath, you connect with your future destiny that God has in store for all of mankind. It connects us with God, but it also connects us with the kingdom of God. And as a picture and a type, there's a scripture we don't have the time to get completely into, but it talks about the fact that the Sabbath is a shadow of things to come. And when we observe holy time, God's holy time, and meet with God on that time, we are connecting with our future, with our destiny, and the great purpose of our life that God has laid out for us, and we have time to focus on that on the Sabbath. That is probably as critical as anything else that we gain from the Sabbath.
And at that time, we will know God face to face. That relationship will be exact and real and vital. Today, we're just getting a glimpse of it, and the Sabbath helps us do that.
Absolutely, and it refocuses us every seven days to that reality.
You talk about the significance of the Sabbath. It points to God as our Creator and looks forward to that time in the future, fulfillment of the Sabbath, when we can all be together in the kingdom of God. What an awesome event that we can look forward to. And in fact, a life-changing event that you can begin to observe right now. Don't miss out on it. Don't forget. Stay with us. We'll be back to wrap things up.
Experience a change in your life which will transform you by understanding how Jesus Christ is connected with the Sabbath, the day which he said he made forever to connect man to the true God. Get it all by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv for your God's Sabbath rest.
God understands our tendency to crowd the week with our own activities and neglect building our relationship with him. So he created a day, and he set it apart as a day of rest and spiritual rejuvenation and worship. In fact, he commands us to take a break each and every week. That's the seventh day Sabbath, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. It was designed for you. A time to learn about your Creator. No matter what others may say and do, you have the responsibility to take personal action and seek God. Don't forget His command. Be sure to look into God's solution for your life. Thanks, Gary and Darris, for being on Beyond Today. So when you're looking to understand your future, remember our program and look beyond today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.